From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Two American journalists freed by North Korea after months of detention are back home in the United States. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee arrived at Burbank Airport near Los Angeles this morning aboard a private jet accompanied by former President Bill Clinton. Ling said she and Lee both feared they could be taken at any moment to a hard labor camp when yesterday they were taken instead to a location where Mr. Clinton was waiting.
But we knew instantly in our hearts that the nightmare of our lives was finally coming to an end. And now we stand here, home and free.
U.S. officials say North Korea was not promised any rewards for their release, and there was no link to nuclear nonproliferation talks. In Nairobi today, Secretary of State Clinton admonished Kenyan leaders to move more urgently toward prosecuting perpetrators of post-election violence in that country. Ethnically based violence and intimidation last year killed more than 1,000 people and displaced hundreds of thousands. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports from Nairobi.
Speaking to reporters after what she described as a candid meeting with Kenya's president and prime minister, Clinton said that their coalition government has not made the kind of progress that the Kenyan people deserve. Not one person has been prosecuted for organizing, funding, or carrying out ethnically based attacks last year that have left thousands still homeless and in many cases without hope. In the lead up to the Clinton visit, the coalition inaugurated a Truth, Justice, and Reconciliation Commission to deal with human rights abuses in Kenya since 1963. But the commission has no authority to prosecute. Clinton said the commission will not satisfy the deepest concerns expressed by the Kenyan people. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Senate lawmakers have begun the confirmation debate on Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senate Judiciary Chair and Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy opened debate on the floor with praise for Sotomayor's personal story.
She's broken barriers on the way. She's become a role model to many. Her life journey is a reminder to all of the continuing vitality of the American dream.
With a 60-vote majority, Democrats expect she will be confirmed, but most GOP senators are expected to vote against the judge, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
As I have already said, it's because I cannot support the so-called empathy standard upon which Judge Sotomayor was selected and to which she herself has subscribed in her writings and rulings.
The Senate is expected to vote on her confirmation in the coming days. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Prices are lower on Wall Street at the opening. The Dow is down by 50 points to 9270. The Nasdaq is down 10 points to 2001. This is NPR News. A man opened fire on an aerobics class in a shopping center in suburban Pittsburgh last night. Four people are dead and 10 wounded. Larkin Page Jacobs from member station WDUQ in Pittsburgh reports.
The shooter walked into the LA Fitness Club where he was a member a little after 8 p.m. He carried a gym bag that held two handguns and a note. Witnesses say he stood for a moment in the corner of a Latin Impact fitness class before turning out the lights and opening fire. Police say he discharged more than 50 rounds in the workout room before turning the gun on himself. The Allegheny County Police Superintendent says the note indicates the shooter never intended to leave the facility alive. The gunman's ex-girlfriend was in the class and is among the wounded. For NPR News, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs in Pittsburgh.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is planning on holding a second conference for local government leaders from around the world to discuss climate change. The Republican governor has invited officials to Los Angeles for a three-day gathering in September. Governors Jennifer Granholm of Michigan and Jim Doyle of Wisconsin, both Democrats, are co-sponsors. Schwarzenegger's office says the event is scheduled for September 30th to October 2nd. Governors from every state and regional leaders from other countries have been invited. Schwarzenegger spokeswoman Lisa Page says the summit is intended to showcase ideas that local governments are pursuing to combat climate change. The ideas will be shared with the United Nations ahead of international talks next year. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.